They risk lengthy prison terms or being sent to the deadly front lines of Ukraine. Yet, in defiance of strict regulations, these people dare to shout what many Russians seem to think these days: no to war, no to war, and no to mobilization. Aggressive riot police push protesters, women and men, to the ground or against a window. Many are taken as cattle into awaiting buses, facing an uncertain future. Up to 1,400 anti-mobilization protesters are reported to have been detained in dozens of cities, including here in Moscow. However, demonstrators say they won't give up their struggle. I am not afraid. I am not afraid of anything, this mother says, while nearby riot police detain protesters like her. The most valuable thing they can take from us is our children's lives. I won't give them my child's life. Another young woman suggests that the rallies come too late. We should have been afraid before. The worst already happened, she says. The woman refers to the tens of thousands of Russian soldiers believed to have been killed or wounded in Ukraine, though the Kremlin gives lower figures. Police use force against protesters in cities across Russia, ranging from Moscow and St. Petersburg to Novosibirsk in Siberia. Russian authorities are now considering pushing protesters away from the cameras into Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has not denied media reports that some demonstrators were already given draft papers. With as many as 300,000 reservists forced to join the Russian invasion of Ukraine, many are trying to leave Russia. People queue at airports, but flights to other countries are sold out. Tickets to visa-free destinations such as Istanbul, Dubai, Yerevan, Armenia, and Almaty, Kazakhstan, were either sold out for the next several days or their prices had skyrocketed. Despite all the misery, there was hope for some inmates, with Ukraine celebrating a prisoner exchange that saw more than 200 prisoners of war released by Russia. They include more than 100 members of the controversial Azov battalion, seen as heroes by Kiev for mounting resistance at the steelworks in the Russian-occupied city of Mariupol. Separately, 5 British nationals, also freed, have arrived back in Britain, but with the war continuing and 4 Russian-occupied territories planning referendums on joining Russia, many more people are expected to be detained or killed. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.